Pasuk says in Megillah, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abir Shmo Mordechai. There was a Jew in the city of Shushan whose name was Mordechai Ben Yar Ben Shimon Ben Kish Ish Yemini. Gemara says in Megillah, Yubez Mabez, Karle Yehudi Amam Yehuda Kasi Karle Yemini. Right? Amam Ben Yon Kasi. So who was he from? Who was Shevet Mordechai from? Shevet Yehuda or Shevet Ben Yamin? Gemara answers, Av Mimi Ben Yamin, V'imo Mi Yehuda. From his father's side, he's from Ben Yamin, and from his mother's side, he's from Yehuda. So there's a very famous rabbi in Eretz Yisrael named Rav Pinchas Friedman, Shrilei Pinchas. He has a beautiful, beautiful sefer on Purim, Shrilei Pinchas al Purim. It came out in Tav Shin Ayin Dalet, and over a little over 2 years ago. Beautiful, beautiful mamarim. So he brings out a mamar Yadalet, and he really talks about how Mordechai came from the Midah. Mordechai and Esther had the Midah of Koach HaShtika and Koach HaDibor. What's so important, but we have to know how Mordechai had this Midah of Koach HaShtika and Koach HaDibor. So he says, if you look in the Shema Ben Yama and Shema Ben Yehuda, this is really where Mordechai gets it from. The Medrash says in Esther Rabasi in Vav Yabez, Ein Esther Megadeta Malarata Esima Kashet Tziva Alea Mordechai. Mordechai told Esther not to reveal which nation she came from. Where did Mordechai learn this from? Malame Shetavsa Shtika Ba'atzma. Right? We will learn from here that Esther really learned this Midah of Shtika from herself. Kerecha Zankasa Shetavsa Pelech Shtika. Right, we know that Esther's great grandmother Esther also had this midah of shtika. Right, when Rachel hid their signs. Right, the Medrash says in Parshas Vayetze, "Ein lecha nami Rachel." There's nothing more beautiful than Rachel. When we shvil Noah bekish Yaakov lisosa, hayem meshalech savlonus lidem Rachel. Levelavon nosan leah v'haisa Rachel shosekus. Right, when what happened? Rachel gave the signs to Leah, and she didn't say anything to Yaakov. Rachel had this tremendous, tremendous midah of shesika. And we know that as our Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and here it says in Medrash also, in Parshas Vayetzes and Menuvav, Omer Meshim and Gamliel, Koyama Gadalti ben Chachamim, Belom Masasi Leguf, Tov Ela Shesika. And I lived all my lives, days of my life in the Beis Medrash, and I said, and I didn't see anything better for best for the body than this midah of shesika. So at the end of the day, Mordechai infused this midah of shtika, of silence, in Esther when she told her Esther not to be able to reveal her nation. But at the end of the day, that's the Ish Yemini. What's the Ish Yehudi? Ish Yehudi, from Shevet Yehuda, right? The pasuk says Vayaka Yehuda Vayomer Tzad Kamimeni. Sometimes a person has to speak up. Yehuda mentions that the Yehuda mentions that when there's a time to be silent, and there's a time to speak up, right? Yehuda was the one who said when he realized that Tamar was being taken away, and Yehuda could have hid his sin. What did Yehuda do? He stood up. He couldn't stay silent, and he stood up. And that really comes also from Leah, right? We know the pasuk says in Bereishis Chav Tes Talamin Hey, Tomer Hapam Odes Hashem Alkein Kara Shema Yehuda. Right? In the day, Leah, the Gemara Bracha says that Leah was the first one to thank Hashem. Leah used this Kolach Hadibor, and that's why the pasuk says that Leah named him Yehuda, because Yehuda had this midah of dibor. Yehuda has this midah of being able to step up when you're supposed to. And this really, this last sentence really brings down in Purim Shnas Tov Reish Mem Ches. End of the day, why was he called Ish Yehudi? Right, Meshevet Yehuda and Ish Yemini, because end of the day he had the shorish of Rachel and he had the shorish of Leah. Right, Mordechai had the shorish of Leah, the time to be able to speak up. Loshen Yehuda, right? When Yehuda says Sarka Mimeni, Tomer Hapam Odes Hashemim, a king Kara Shema Yehuda. There's a time to speak up. There's a time to speak up and to say something. And end of the day, there's also a time. There's a time of Shasika. There's a time to be like Rachel Yemeno. That's Ish Yemini, right? Mordechai told Esther not to tell or Achashverosh your lineage, because at the end of the day, a person has to understand when he has to speak up and when he's supposed to stay silent. And at the end of the day, I think this is a very, very big midah for a person, because we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not sure where I saw this, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you ever look at your mouth, you have your lips, but you also have a double cover, and there's a time to be able to close your lips, right? So there's a time to be able to speak up. There also has to be a balance to be able to have shtika, right? Then the day we should be able to live with this balance. The times we have to speak up, we speak up. And the times we have to stay silent, we'll stay silent. Ezra Hashem will make Mordechai very proud. Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini. Shkoich.